Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Lunchtime. I am Noah Hiles. He is...
John Bozica.
And John, what sports do you want to talk about today?
Let's see. None, because there are none happening right now, Noah.
Noah's no doubters. Permanently. It's not canceled like the tournament, but it's definitely on administrative leave, postponed, however
hiatus.
You
want to...
Hiatus, yes. It's not going to be around for a while because sports aren't around for a while. And John... Because they're not around for a while, I'm making a show rule right now. It is, we are not talking about sports, anything sports related. No athletes, where sports are played, no sports references, nothing until they return. Is that fair?
These things happen. This is unprecedented. We've never been here before.
I was going to say, these things actually don't happen because they've never happened before.
I hope that this doesn't happen. I'm showing that we're healthy here. Mm-hmm. Put your hand out. We want to show people.
I'm holding a microphone.
We want to show people that we care here on Lunchtime about safety, which is why we're doing this before.
And
for those that can't see us on the audio portion, we are putting Purell on our hands.
We care about all of our local communities, Canton, Maslin. We love you both. Jackson, North Canton,
Perry,
Plain
Brewster,
Township, Uniontown, wherever. We love you all. We think you're all strong and brave, and let's get through this together. So, John, to give good content, we're going to get creative here on Lunchtime. So what we're going to do is for the next 26 shows, we're going to go through the alphabet, starting today with the letter A, and we are going to have a debate for the best person, place, and thing that starts with the letter A.
And we're going to go through the alphabet,
We're going to go through the alphabet. So today's show is for the letter A. John, we're...
This went from Lunchtime to Sesame Street overnight.
Sure is. Letter A, yes. So you're starting with person. Would you like to go first or shall I?
You can go first.
Okay. For my person, I'm going to go with Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln is arguably the best president of all time. If you think about it, when he died, I believe he died in the 1850s. Or 60s. The 1860s. Yes, the Civil War was around the 1850s. 1860s. Yeah, so around that time. Nonetheless, America had been a country for nearly 100 years. We finally had presidents to compare people to.
A
sizable amount. And Lincoln is at the top of that. And he really hasn't fallen out of the top five ever.
No, on most
and
lists,
most
he
lists he's probably number one, number two. You think about the great things he did, of course, you know, freeing slaves and all of that. He's just got staying power. The guy is one of the best, not only presidents, but people of all time, regardless of letters.
He's like, to equate it to sports.
No, we can't do that. No sports.
I was going to say, he's like a great world number one in like tennis or golf. He has staying power.
Can't say it. No sports talk on this show anymore.
Go ahead.
We can't bring him up. Another great reason to like Abraham Lincoln, very tall, great beard. You got to respect those two qualities about him. On two different types of money. Only other person, George Washington.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've never thought about it like
that. Yes, and George Washington, everyone likes to give him hype, but again, no one to compare him to. They're like, you know what? This guy's a lot better than the king. You know, like, of course, you're going to like
you're
him
right
more.
About that.
So Lincoln, Washington, only two people on money. And my last one, versatility in film. You have guys like Daniel Day-Lewis winning Oscars portraying him, but you also have Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Slayer. So you can really, his character arc is rather wide. You can do a lot with Abraham Lincoln on the silver screen. So
I read the other day that actually Liam Neeson was originally cast to play that part.
Liam Neeson.
And then due to personal things and other stuff like that, he was taken away from the part because Daniel Day-Lewis was originally offered it, but he didn't feel he could do Lincoln justice. So then they offered it to Liam Neeson.
Well, I'd say he did pretty well.
He did. He did
all
great.
Right.
He
won. So Abraham Lincoln is my person. John, who is yours?
I have to go with Allie.
Allie. Who is Allie?
She's my fiance.
Mm.
Can't go another direction here. And the reason why it's the best of the letter A to me is because she's the most important person in my life. I mean, without her, I wouldn't be getting married. Without her, I wouldn't think about having kids in the future. Without her, there would be a lot of things that would change in my life. And just the companionship, the friendship, the love would not be there. I know this is the corny way to do things, but as they say, happy wife, happy life.
There you go.
So Johnny Boy's keeping his things in line, I guess you could say. But no, I mean, it is sincere. And, it's hard for me to pick something else. If I was going to pick somebody else that started with the letter A that I think is great, I would go with a musician, and I would say Aretha Franklin.
Ooh.
We just lost her in the last year and a half.
Gotta give her respect.
So, yeah, hey, nice tie in there. Mm. And there are so many songs that when you think of I guess moods that you could have, you could play an Aretha Franklin song and immediately go into a mood. So, to me, though.
All right, so for 30 seconds now, we are each going to debate why our pick is better than the other.
Okay.
All right. We'll start the clock for me right now. Okay. Allie, I just want to start off by saying I enjoy your company. I look forward to attending your wedding. You're going to look beautiful. It's going to be a great day, and I'm looking forward to it. That being said, you never freed any slaves. Zero slaves freed in your lifetime. Abraham Lincoln, significantly more tall than you. And I just, your book isn't finished, but I think that he's probably going to be in more history books than you. That would be why Abraham Lincoln is better than Allie. John, your rebuttal.
I have a rebuttal here in 3, 2, and 1. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying about Abraham Lincoln being taller, but really that doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of this. Mm. It means very little. Yes, he freed the slaves, but there's been so much more that's been done since then for civil rights that there are more important people since that point in time. Plus, Allie is living right now, and to me, she has a much larger effect on a larger group of people right now, I think, than you could say about Abraham Lincoln. There have been other people that have come along that have done more for civil rights over the course of time. Done.
Yeah, he freed the slaves, but is an interesting quote. We'll let you guys decide who wins that one. Allie versus Abraham Lincoln. John, that was a hell of an effort on your part, buddy.
He freed the slaves. I should say, he freed the slaves. That's obviously huge. I mean, it's one of the biggest moments in American history. But
yeah.
I'm just saying that there have been more since him that have done things for civil rights. Like Martin Luther King, you could argue, along those lines.
I mean, would he have been able to do that without?
Probably not.
Probably
again,
not. Would have been hard again, to get people right again, to vote without them being considered
actual
person.
You don't know if Lincoln hadn't been there. That's what I'm saying. If you rewrote
history,
you're
saying someone else would have stepped
up. Yeah, that's
okay,
what I'm saying.
That's fair. That's fair. Interesting. Interesting way to kick this off.
I think you could retell history, and it would be interesting.
Okay, so second, we're going to go place. John, I started the first round. You start the second. What is your place that starts with an A?
It's got to be Akron, Ohio.
Akron, Ohio. All right, give me your pitch on Akron.
The hometown, baby. I mean, it's where I was born. You know, it's where I was raised. I mean, love that place. You got Swenson's. Everybody loves a good galley boy. LeBron James, he's our greatest export, I think you could say.
LeBron James, the humanitarian, because we're
yes,
not talking sports.
Not the athlete.
The man the school's named after.
That's right, the I Promise School.
Yes.
So, I mean, those two things obviously come to mind. We gave you the Black Keys. Mm. You know, the world would have been, I guess, a little bit less meaningful without those two guys.
Something.
Rubber. For the longest period of time, we had Goodyear, Goodrich, General Tire, Firestone. Come on now. I mean, plus, you know, we've produced a lot of great things over the course of time. I mean, if you're a fan of the Pretenders, we had Chrissy Hynde that was there. We had Judy Resnick, who was, you know, very sadly on the Challenger.
I was going to say that I didn't know her name, but yeah.
Of that. I mean, Akron's a very rich town that, not rich in terms of like a lot of money, but we're a very rich town in our history. I would say that Akron stacks up pretty well to most towns.
Okay.
There's not the glitz and glamour there of a New York or of some of the other cities, but I'd take it any day of the week. But then again, I'm from Akron.
All right. So Akron
Shout
is
out to
John's
my boy Sam Allred, by the way.
3-3-0. All right, that's what he would do.
I know.
All right, anyway, so for my place, my place will be Atlanta. Atlanta will be my place. Originally, I thought America, but you could go with the United States of America or United States of America. So we'll go with Atlanta. First things first, Atlanta might have the best hotbed of talent just across the board of births. You have MLK, who we just talked about. Kanye West, known for being from Chicago, born in Atlanta. Hulk Hogan, one of the biggest celebrities in the 1980s. Jeff Foxworthy, T.I., Kenan Thompson. If you've watched SNL over the last 30 years, you've seen Kenan Thompson.
And if you watch it over the next 30 years, you'll see Kenan Thompson.
Lil Jon, Ty Pennington, you know who that is? Extreme Home Makeover.
Oh, that's
Ty
right.
Pennington Ty is an Pennington. Atlanta guy. Brian Bumgarner from The Office. He is known as Kevin.
That's right.
Great character.
If you've
character.
Heard him talk in real life, sounds nothing like Kevin.
Ed Helms.
So two big pieces of
The Office.
Office
from Hotlanta.
Wow, good
Lil Baby and Young Thug. Outkast, Migos, both from Atlanta as well. So, which kind of goes into my next point is the culture. And it's not just hip-hop culture, but it's such a diverse culture in Atlanta. You have some great music, great food, great art. And it's a great place to live. Excellent.
To live.
Excellent weather. You're not completely down south where humidity is unbearable. Cost of living is pretty good considering the size of the city that it is. One of the more affordable cities to live in America as far as, you know, big cities. Great airport. So I've read, never been to the Atlanta airport. Have you?
Sure. No, I've not.
Okay. They are third in the United States in film production. That's cool.
I did
make
not
movies
that.
There. They have the world's largest drive-in restaurant, and of course, they have peaches there.
They do. Georgia
so
peaches.
That concludes my Atlanta argument. John, you have 30 seconds. Your rebuttal starting in 2, 1, go.
I mean, bottom line, I would say this. Akron gave you the largest export of rubber that you can ever imagine. Without rubber, there would be no tires. Without rubber, there would be so many things that are missing in the world that are like essential to this world. And we have Akron to really thank for that. Obviously not anymore, but we did for a very, very long period of time. So Akron was very important to the industrial revolution and industry in this country. Plus just the fact too that it gave you Swenson's.
The Galley Boy is great, but I'll tell you what's even better is civil rights. Martin Luther King Jr., born in Akron. You just said the guy is arguably more important than Abraham.
Atlanta.
Yeah, born in, where did I say?
Akron.
Oh, no.
I wish he was born in Akron.
Yes, he was born in Atlanta, which goes to my argument for my rebuttal. You just said he's arguably more important to the history of this country than Abraham Lincoln, who is one of the
Could
top three presidents of all time. So, and he's just one of the many names. If you look at the influences, you could argue that Atlanta has shaped at least our world, maybe not through an industry as much as Akron has, but through the way we view the world that we live in, through art, through music, through film. That's Atlanta, baby. Hot Atlanta. And that concludes my argument.
See, we don't have anything like that in Akron. We have Quakron now that we have the rubber ducks there.
You have the Black Keys is pretty significant.
Black Keys are great. They
some
went
Grammys.
To my high school.
Yeah, Firestone, right?
Yeah. That's the other thing. We have two of the hottest up-and-coming exports right now, Sam Allred and John Vozica.
There we go.
There you go. Chris Vozica, shout my brother
there
out.
There we go. All right. Ben Hayes.
You know Ben Hayes?
I went to college with him.
Forgot that you went to college with Ben Hayes.
Great singer.
He is. He's very talented.
Okay. So, Thing.
You can go first. I struggled with this.
Thing. John, my thing is the Apache helicopter.
This is so much familiarity with
this
one.
Is a direct quote from Patrick Stewart in the movie Ted. And this is from the movie. It says, "Now, if there's one thing you can be sure of, it's that nothing is more powerful than a young boy's wish, except for an Apache helicopter. An Apache helicopter has machine guns and missiles. It is an unbelievably impressive complement of weaponry and an absolute death machine." So I've done some more research on the Apache helicopter. It is nicknamed a flying tank, and thanks to its advanced electronics, neither the pilot nor the gunner does not need to see the target to destroy it while inside the Apache helicopter, which is very useful in areas with limited visibility, i.e. mountains or just at night. The Apache helicopter can easily track down moving vehicles from a distance up to 7 kilometers or 4 miles. and automatically track up to 256 targets simultaneously. And that comes from militaryhistory.net. So good luck beating that. The Apache helicopter, the most impressive thing that starts with the letter A. John, what do you got for me?
I have a beautiful thing for you here, Noah.
Okay.
I have a beautiful thing that involves a pit. It involves you to cut it in half. And it makes one of the greatest snacks known to man.
Avocados?
An avocado. Mm. Where would the world be without the avocado? Mm. Guacamole. Gone. No guacamole. Mm. How hard would that be? Every time you go to a Mexican place and they say, you want salsa and... That's it.
Queso.
You get salsa and queso. But you need the guac to complete the trio.
I'm going to say something right now. I'm not a guac guy.
That's fine, but 90% of the world probably is. Mm. So,
where's your sources? I just cited mine.
I don't have sources. Okay. I just chose this literally right now.
Okay.
So guacamole, gone. Avocado toast. I love it. Gone.
Solid.
Any sandwich you can think of that has avocado on it. So like if you get like turkey, bacon, avocado, great sandwich. Plus avocado is just so pairable with things. Like you can take it and put it in things, put it with things. It's just so beautiful. The greenness, the palate cleanser that it brings. It's just...
Okay.
Come on now. Avocados.
My argument against avocados starts in 2-1. Listen, if this was an actual matchup, an Apache helicopter, quite simply, would destroy avocados. Literally, it would blow them to smithereens. Most people...
It would give you fresh-made guacamole.
No, it wouldn't, because there would be shrapnel in it, because these things have machine guns on them, John. An Apache helicopter would just turn to its side and chop it up. It could actually help the avocado if it wanted to, but it wouldn't, because it is a death machine. The Apache helicopter would beat everything on this list. Not in the entire city of Atlanta could come together to take down the Apache helicopter. That's how powerful it is. This is a landslide over avocados. John, your rebuttal.
I have one word for people. Guacamole. Without it, so many parties in so many places, so many restaurants claim to fame, so many people's claim to fame as being chefs, gone. The flavors of the avocado, that sweetness with that beautiful feeling that you get of avocado toast. So many things, so many great things would be gone from the world. All I have to say is one word. Guacamole. There would be no guacamole.
All right, so let us know who had the better person, place, or thing. Me going with Abraham Lincoln, Atlanta, and the Apache helicopter. John going with Allie, his fiance, Akron, Ohio, and avocados.
I just want to say, before we finish this episode, the ridiculousness of some things that I've said through one of these episodes, like, you know, Abraham Lincoln.
You fought
slaves,
against but, Abraham Lincoln.
Which I hate that I had, like, I had the choice of, like, I have to be a person that gives a rebuttal to Abraham Lincoln. Try doing that. Like, try finding things that he did wrong. Like, I mean, I get it. Like, times have changed. Like, he probably did some things wrong. But, like... Still, like, it's really hard to find them.
I would have attacked his hygiene. I would have said that Allie showers much more.
Well, sure, but like
that's a winning point right there. Especially in today's world, you need... Abraham Lincoln probably would have caught coronavirus, if we're being honest.
Abraham Lincoln, I was reading the other day, might have had malaria. Like, you might have lived with it.
See, you should have brought this stuff up now.
But, like, I didn't think about it because, like, I was only thinking about his accomplishments. I wasn't thinking about his health.
And that alone tells me that I won that one.
I mean, I don't know. You can't beat Allie in my mind.
All right. Well, Abraham Lincoln might have just beat her everyone else. Okay. Well, let us know what you think. Be sure to keep tuning in. We have the letter B coming up on Monday. We'll see you then on Lunchtime.